אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 480 את המאמר מצווה אחת כותרת חוף
We are starting to read the one commandment article from בעל הסולם We are on the paragraph the wisdom of truth questions can be sent to kab.tv
and in the new building today working the groups of Zichron Yaakov and Chedera obviously the young group and our group here from Petach Tikva yes please
the title is the wisdom of truth earlier sages chose a private way for themselves and I chose a general way since in my view it suits better the godly matter to be clothed in eternal letter combinations that will never change I wish to say that with physical success they will not change in any place and in any time For this reason, my words are limited. Because of the above reason, I was compelled to express spirituality in a general manner. Yet instead, I chose to explain all the details and spiritual combinations down to very detailed, small details, which have no other source and origin other than this collective. That is the purity of Kabbalah. And since I clarify the spiritual details without clothing in corporeal combinations, it will do much good to the development of attainment. And this wisdom is called the wisdom of truth. Again, the wisdom of truth. Earlier sages chose a private way for themselves, and I chose a general way. Since, in my view, it better suits the godly matter to be clothed in eternal letter combinations that will never change. I wish to say that with physical success, they will not change in any place and in any time. For this reason, my words are limited. Because of the above reason, I was compelled to express spirituality in a general manner, yet instead, I chose to explain all the details and spiritual combinations down to very small details, which have no other source and origin other than this collective. That is the purity of Kabbalah. And since I clarify the spiritual details without clothing in corporeal combinations, it will do much good to the development of attainment, and this is called the wisdom of truth.
I don't quite... want to clarify that thing. A person who advances in the path of truth, he only then, after many changes and revelations he's going through, he begins to get to know what change Baal HaSulam made, not in the way as it seems to us that he wrote something new, or rather a change in the system itself. Every Kabbalist makes a change in the system by his corrections, by his additions. This is what it means that he clarified it or scrutinized it in general or in particular in one way or another. It's not a matter of scrutinies, of he's taken the pen and wrote in one style or another. Rather, he arranged and added within the system such things that the person who advances will be able to be aided by them, to be assisted by them, and constantly, each and every time, receive the support, the help, acceleration, thus advancing. And the scrutinies will be both in a way, in a particular individual manner and in a general manner, a more prominent, more essential in order to advance towards the purpose of creation in a pace that is greater than what the system was ready for until he added his efforts into it, his changes, the changes that are in him. I mean, every Kabbalist does so. Every Kabbalist adds something. This is what he says, that the ancient ones did it in the general way, and I do through the particular, or the other way around. These are things that are, it's all systematic. It's not talking of the books. It's not has nothing to do with the book itself. It only has to do with the changes in the system. Just as he writes in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, that the sages of the Talmud made corrections in the system, that instead of sacrificing mortifications, they brought us the exertion in the study. So also Bala Sulam made kind of such correction in the system that for us, instead of studying, we can engage more and more in actions between us in dissemination and connection, so that the light that forms is affected more through the actions, how shall I put it? Which are called the study of the Torah. Usually we thinking studying the Torah versus it all and studying. What is the study? The study of the Torah meaning to learn, to study the actions of bestowal, how to perform them, so that the light that reforms, the light of Chochmah, would clothe in the light of Chasadim, and there will be the letters of life, that you'll be able to write the book of Torah over your heart, over the board of your heart, thus you will advance. So here there is a studying from within the so-called book of life, that you are living it, that you are scrutinizing all those things as states, yes? Tanta, and that goes through your kelim. So what Bala Sulam did, he arranged it so for us that we can go through those things in a manner that is, I don't know how to explain it, that also when we go through our particular individual actions, through that we have the knowledge about the general system we get. He made kind of such composition or such connection. I don't know what example to give here. Just as you have a big screen and you see a big image, and along with it there's a small screen on this corner where you see part of the image. I remember once there was that when I studied in university, there was a big screen that you could see a person lying on the operation table, and also a small screen showing what the operator, for him to see the precise area where he's operating. So it's general and particular. This is the so we have, even in the advancement, particular advancement, we also receive impression from the general form. Well, let's try and scrutinize it on another time too. Let's advance and scrutinize it further, please.
We're under the title Prophecy. There cannot be mistakes or lies in prophecy.
as how can there be a mistake in the light of truth that stems from the Creator? Rather, it is as certain as the rain and the snow that falls from the sky and do not return there until their mission is successfully accomplished. Yet there is a difference in the receiver, in the earth. Soil that has been prepared by stone removal and by plowing is more suited to receive than unprepared soil. Everything depends on the preparation. Also, there are certainly differences among the receiving prophets. One is not the same degree as the other, truly. Greatness and smallness are measured by the preparation in that prophet. One in a lower degree, due to absence of superb preparation, will necessarily miss some inclination in the course of the light that pours upon him, of which it could be said that the light of prophecy does not suffer any mistakes. Yet one's smallness causes him multiplication in letter combinations, which is multiplication of hoses and vessels until he attains prophecy.
We call it in plentitude, in many cases in the book of Torah, how much we are failing and discovering bad things and tripping and all those things, as if these are things that are along the way. If a person follows darkness and suddenly falls into a hole, goes in darkness and falls, who is at fault? The hole, the person, or the Creator? Well, these are clear things. However, without falling, you can stand up, we can scrutinize it. Specifically, in falling into the hole, you acquire all this depth of going into all that depth. A person himself, is he capable of falling or descending into the bad desire? How can we? Can I cut my own hand? God forbid. Only under the condition that I see that by that I save one's life. And also then it's not necessarily that I will be able to do so. Meaning we don't have the true power to descend in order to know the shattering. We will spin around, do all kind of activities, only not to be against us. And here they should be constantly worse. So how can it be a defensive force of my body, my ego, will never allow me to descend? I will always do something that is bad for myself under the condition that I see good before me, meaning that good already compensate for the bad and allow me and give me a great addition as I'm going to work and suffer, etc. I'm going for an operation, maybe things like that, but I know what profit awaits me. And in the descent, I have no profit to start with. Hence, a great salvation in the revelation of the wicked, as he writes. For otherwise, how will I discover them? Never would it happen. Hence, most definitely, the Creator prepared for us as he... How did he say it? I prepared a shell, a klipa, called Adam Bial, called the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, etc. This is what Abraham asked for, promise. Securities. How will my sons come to such high heights? He says, don't worry, 400 years. Meaning, corresponding to this height, I prepared that depth for them. Ah, thank you very much. Why? Because he understood that it is would be impossible for them to ascend because they won't be able to reveal the bad. How will a person cause bad to himself? He's incapable because his nature is only the desire to enjoy. Hence, what is prepared for us, such obstacles, such beatings, such problems, troubles, and all of a sudden it happens. This is salvation. Beside that, we need nothing. Only to truly be grateful like Abraham, if you have prepared harsh problems for me. Thank you very much. More than that, I'm not asking. Right, Niv?
Yes.
Nice. I'll learn from him. So, this preparation, this acceptance. In potential, obviously, it is kind of a concealed. Nevertheless, it has to be in us. It needs to be in us. Yes, to some extent. And to start with, up front, we need to constantly be ready for it and desire that everything that will happen only as it is towards the goal. Hence, Rabash constantly writes to us the importance of the goal. To the extent that you are considering the goal, you are being tripped, you are being dropped into the hole, but only according to your preparation. Hence, all the advancement is not towards the hole, rather towards the importance of the goal and the Creator, according to how you prepared to the by the pace you are ready, accordingly he will pose the obstacles before you. So let's hope that we prepare ourselves stronger with more and more connected power, more and more solidified, unified, and then we will expect big descents, big drops. Not that we're expecting them, rather we will take them as essential things that we are willing to overcome and understand them correctly and advance. Right? I don't hear. I expect a few things ahead from all kind of directions. Hence, I've said what I've said. Rejoice like Abraham. Chesed means he received both the bad and the good. 400 years of exile and the end of correction. There cannot be one without the other. I'm not letting go neither this or that. Nor for this or that. And what did he ask of the Creator? Make a concession for them. You know, give it to them in another way. The sensation of a lack of end of correction. Not by those years of exile. Why didn't he ask for it?
No.
Well, if there's the option, why not asking for it? He only asked for this question to be resolved. So what? As if the Creator didn't answer anything, he just opened his eyes slightly to see that they would be in exile. And for him, it was like, because he didn't think that by the mercies of the mercy of the Creator will come such bad states. That's it. He saw that exalted degree. What could it be? How would they desire it? I'll show them the opposite states so that they'll desire it. Well, how is it possible? It's like, I want for my son to be healthy, big, wise, and everything. First of all, he needs to be in all the opposite forms. Well, I, on the part of my heart, would I be happy for discovering that he has to undergo such sufferings? Opposite from health, from joy and happiness and wholeness, for all those things, when I'm looking at the period that my son have to go through, am I happy about it? I even incapable of agreeing to it. If he has some trouble, okay, but to start with, neither them nor their reward. Leave me alone from all your exile and their reward and everything. Forget about me. Right, Niv? No, but truly, it's just to understand what degree that person was in, right? What is Abraham's spiritual degree? All right? Well, so today we have to prepare ourselves for it. Yes, Chaim.
How really do we prepare for this? Because right now it just sounds scary, but how do we truly prepare for this?
We are prepared for it by being ready to receive everything in two halves, both a descent and the ascent. You have night and day, one day, all in such way. This is the commandment. There'll be night and day, and daylight, one day. Every time is one day. Till you come to Shabbat, that is entirely day. As if there is no night. We come to a state that is entirely light. What is that state? That all the sensations, that the worst, most contradicting sensations, I've corrected them so that I treat them as to the light. I'm filling them up with chasadim, just as Abraham. That for me, after my corrections, there's nothing bad if it comes from the Creator. Because the bad things are bestowed above reception. I've corrected. And then the darkness turn into light. Darkness would shine as light. It all depends on our inner vessels. Yes.
That's my question. How do we do this? How do we come to this correction, to these chasadim?
Asking through the group, we have no other way. Everything begins and ends in the group. Hence, Abraham started gathering people.
I need to ask in advance, or do I have to wait for the darkness and then to ask?
We never need the darkness. We need constantly to prepare ourselves to receive everything for it to be as light, because it comes from the Creator. If there's none else but Him, then it's all light.
That I know in theory, but when it comes, I don't feel it as light.
There's a lack of support from the society, from the group, a lack of your access to the group, for the group to support you.
Okay, how do I approach the society more?
Here it's whatever is in your power to do, you should do. The more hearing what's going on with them there in all kind of places when they're doing actions and how they are excited and how they, by that, they support one another, and you too want it to be, like that.
But I participate in all these actions, and I also know what everyone's doing, and still it sounds scary.
Well, if you're already in contact with them, then all that remains is a prayer.
For what?
A prayer not only for the connection for you, rather to discover in the connection between you, chasadim, to raise above the ego, so that you're afraid of your ego, it's good. We saw it with Abraham, didn't quite work with him, but Isaac and Jacob, how they were afraid, how they ran away, how they didn't want, how they Jacob prepared himself for the war with Esav's minister. That's his whole ego, the minister of Esav, corresponding to the middle line.
Meaning the thing I need to be afraid of is actually not the suffering, but my ego. That's what brings me suffering.
Yes, obviously.
And then the way to come out of it is...
Say you're covered with chasadim, with bestow. What would touch you? What come to you? You live in the bush, in the forest. No animal come near you. You care no for rain, or sun, no snow, no nothing. You feel good because you don't feel yourself. That's all. When you feel nature, you feel godliness.
And the way to reach that is simply inclusion in the group.
That's the only instrument, the only means. Because to integrate with the Creator, it's a higher degree. We are brought through development to the degree of still vegetative animate and to the degree of speaking. And in the degree of speaking, when you want to come to unification, to cleave onto Him, so the still vegetative and animate are cleaved onto Him naturally. The fourth degree, where the evil inclination is revealed, can come to identification only by the connection with others, when we're all connected. Hence, on that degree, there was the shattering. Hence, there were corrections on all the degrees. This is this evolution we've been through. These are the corrections of still vegetative and animate that were corrected in the connection between them by nature, the general force. And now, it's what need to be added there is only the participation with respect to man, as ascending and descending with the person himself, with Adam itself. But this still vegetative and speaking is also integrated, scrutinizing and everything, and at its last degree, where it truly need to be corrected, there we are already entering the free choice. This is what is happening in our generation. And you, sir, must demonstrate the whole world. Be an example for the whole world.
Rav, I really wanted to scrutinize this point. When you answered Bensi, you said to him that the group is a certain field of one. And to Chaim, you're saying, enter into all, scrutinize exactly what's happening to each and every one, how he's disseminating and what's going on, and to know exactly what's...
No, not each and every one, but to be in that porridge, in that stew.
So on one hand, there's this one that you're not exactly entering into each detail?
No, not every detail, but I must receive impression. I don't let you advice for such actions. To receive such impression that it will affect you in a way that you desire to be together with them, to integrate with them, in order to receive from them the quality of bestowal, the desire for the quality of bestowal. Thus, you will advance further. But there's no other option. Read again the articles of Rabash. What do you want from me?
Only one more thing. So is it the spirit that is inside this one?
In the group there's everything. If you'll come closer inwardly, you'll discover the end of correction. All the degrees from here till the end of correction are in the society. We only need to discover it. Yes, Eli.
I don't understand what for. If there's preparation and we're doing it correctly, why do we need a blow? After all, Abraham did not go down to Egypt. He wasn't given to go to Egypt himself that he knew this process was going to happen. Us too. What for? It could be that you're doing an exercise so it'll shine from fear on our flesh, we'll come to fear of the Creator. And from that, we'll see the blow. But if we don't avoid the blow, what do we need the blow if we're doing preparation?
I don't know. It's he who just hear about a blow and he who been through a blow, there's no difference?
No, it's clear that not. Of course there's a difference. But with us, we're learning, after all, that there's in its time and there's in haste. And you can also go through this state internally.
Hold on. What is internally?
Probably through some kind of scrutinizations.
You must scrutinize these states to the bottom minus and to the highest plus. How can you prevent all those things from you? We can only go through them in a different pace. If you're going through it in a different pace, different speed, you feel them differently. It's not that in a speed that I can do like that, and I can do slowly, slowly, slowly moving my hand. It's not considered the speed or the rhythm. The rhythm means to the extent that I advance myself by society further ahead than the essential force for advancement compels me, to the extent that I want to be ahead of the horse. You see? Or ahead of the ride of the horse, I'm as the horse, doesn't matter. To the extent that I want by myself to advance towards the goal. But the goal is mercy, chasadim. There is light of wisdom and there's a vessel, desire to receive. We're lacking the light of mercy, which prepared the kli of reception to receive the light of chokhmah within it. Where will I take the light of chasadim from? If I will desire chasadim, the light of Absag will affect me, all the corrections, then I'll be in the light of Chasadim, and then everything will be filled up and the Creator would be revealed. All lacking is Chasadim. Where should I take it from? They say, the importance for Chasadim, meaning for the purpose of creation, bestowal in love. This is called Chesed, right? You can receive it from the environment. You have nowhere else. The environment can bestow upon you so that you'll desire it, even though by your nature you don't desire it. The environment can persuade you because you have shame, jealousy, lust, all kind of things that bring the person out of this world to the next world, to another world. But you, for that, you have to be in the right environment and constantly improve it, renovate it, and improve your integration with it. There's nothing beside that. The environment is called Rav, group, books, activities of all sorts, everything needed. All in all, this is the environment. So let's integrate in it, all of us, in a way up to our ears, or above our ears, as the expression goes. So let's do that. We read it in all places, all the Kabbalists, all the greatest of the Hasidut, etc. Everyone speaks about it. So what's the problem?
Can we do that only if I'm afraid from a really big blow, right?
Do it due to fear for it to live in me, etc., etc. As it says, the first degree of fear. Okay, it's good too.
Why are we not included now from the environment and we see it as some kind of monster? That
I don't want a monster.
I don't want a monster.
The moment
I need a monster from? The moment I move to a higher frequency in which I run before the stick, the reality changes. It's not that it becomes faster. How is it written? What is Israel? They're sanctifying the times. They're not speeding the times. And they're shortening somewhere it's written also, but they're sanctifying the times. Their words are so cunning. To sanctify time is that you're feeling it completely different in the vessels that you are accelerating. You feel differently. Meaning it's true that you feel all the exiles and all the depth, but in a way that you are already constantly preparing yourself with chasadim, with mercy. You're giving birth to it. You're enjoying it. Well, enjoying in a way that it shines to you already something from the final correction. But you must, after all. But your understanding and your awareness is different than it was before. Before that, you were like a beaten animal. And now, you're as a person who understands and is going to the operation, because without that, you cannot be healthy. It's called to proceed the medicine to the blow. But you're going through the blow and the medicine you need, and it depends whether you proceed it or not. All of humanity is going to blows. After many, many blows, it learns, oh, where's the medicine we need? Maybe we'll find it. Slowly, slowly, okay. They agree to accept something. And more and more. If you precede the medicine to the blow, the medicine also includes the understanding, the feeling that you need to go through the blow. You start to relate to the blow as to chesed, as mercy. You bless for the good like you do for the bad. When otherwise do you have such an opportunity to do? Only now, as you're receiving the bad in the light of chesed, then you're blessing for it also as for good. Just as Abraham blessed the Creator when he revealed to him, when he told him, because your offspring will be in exile for 400 years. So is this nice to hear about my beloved child who lives with you? Yes, you're going to maybe raise him as a sacrifice or something else? Meaning all these things are, you can't go through them unless you prepare in advance with the greatness of the goal. And from there illuminates upon you the light of chasadim. And the greatness of the goal is as you grip onto it in its greatness, and then the light of chesed shines upon you. Otherwise you can't go through it. What, Abraham is the hero and he's so special? It all depends on the support from above. There's no excellence in anyone from Adam, Abraham, Moshe. There's no excellence in anyone. There's support from above. That's all. Everyone are rags. Everyone is the shattered will to receive. We are talking about discernments that only the Creator, which organizes this, puts in them big or small differences.
Causes a bunch of egoists to do change in what they didn't do for 15 years to do it now, to be equipped with the greatness of the goal?
From above, just like I said in the last sentence to you, as we're all egoists, we're all rags, we're all nothing, just like all the rest of the Kabbalists before they became Kabbalists. And I got to know several of them. And all of them, upon themselves, they thought, I wish we would come to such lowness. True lowness, from experience, from revelation of nature. Only with the help of the Creator. Here it's truly with the assistance of the Creator. And it's not, how should I say, it's not like you have some kind of special attitude to someone. The system, in short, is organized in such a way that's it. And every person, as much as he is higher or lower, and suffering more, and against that is also ascending more. There's no concessions to anyone in anything.
So the need for the Creator is now not due to someone from the outside pressuring me, rather due to me understanding that I can't cope with my ego and must cope by the greatness of the God. So I must have a big force, upper force, to give me the greatness of the God that I can't. It's not due to fear for my body, as I thought before, and that someone would threaten me, saying I'm like this, I'm like that. Rather, I'm afraid of my own ego, and I understand that I must have the greatness of the God, and I don't have where to bring it from because I'm a stinky egoist.
It could be like that. It's not important. I only hold on to the goal, to be in bestowal above reception. There is in this, like we spoke a lot, many forms of fear and many forms of love. We need to go through them. But they are all considered towards the importance of the goal. Also fear, number one, two, and three, also love, the dependent or not dependent, and like this or like that. It's all towards the importance of the goal, it is clarified. And the importance of the goal is according to the importance of the vessel where the goal is revealed, and the importance of the kli is the importance of the group, because this is the group, the kli, the vessel, for the revelation of the goal, because it's revealed, the goal is revealed in the unity between us. The unity between us is the kli, and then according to the power or the intensity of the kli, the different lights are received, whether in nefesh, ruach, neshama,
I'm just trying to think, where do you find a motive that is not egoistic, for something that is not a fear for my skin, rather for unity?
No, from our ego, why not? But our ego is already directed somewhat from the sparks. We unite, and we want to unite with our sparks, as if to the goal. As if. That's called lo lishma. Guys, let's unite and we'll receive the upper light. But we won't bestow to each other. They say that it's good. If we bestow, we will all enjoy. Ah, we'll enjoy? Okay. You understand? It's a lie, but we're going for it. That's called lo lishma. You're right. There's no other way. Yes?
So there must be blows.
Why blows?
Because you can't otherwise.
Why? We'll confuse each other's minds for each other, and that it's worthwhile to be in bestowal, and then we're all advanced. How are we all here now?
15 years we drive each other crazy about it.
Well, because you didn't do the act of connection. Now there's the possibility. You did preparation. We did preparation. I also waited for this time. What didn't we do? We already don't remember. We went to America how many times, maybe to do dissemination there between... I remember it cost us $60,000. We walked around there in all the different cities. And then in Europe, how much we traveled, and we went out and we went to the UN and to UNESCO. And what didn't we do? These are, if we will bring everything up from our archives, it's something that it's unbelievable. What processes where to the people in San Francisco, those scientists there, what the bleep scientists is. And I don't even remember already. There are so many things. In order to lecture in the university, I fly to Miami or to Chicago or to some other place. What for? What? We searched for some ways. We wanted to go to the kibbutzes, and we wanted to build for ourselves a little village. And what didn't we do? In order to hasten our development, in order to bring ourselves to some implementation, to something that Bala Sulam says that we must build society. All the world is already as one family. Where are you? Now, it's being clarified more. It's being more clear. I'm really sorry. I couldn't hold myself. I even shouted a little bit at the women as I saw that there's not a complete agreement there. Also between the men, there's not a full agreement that all of us must go out to dissemination. Because without that, we won't have a kli, we won't have a vessel. We're talking now about deficiencies. There won't be a deficiency in a person. How will he advance in spirituality? Whoever doesn't go out, then later it won't be. There won't be an opportunity. This degree, he misses. It's very hard later to attain it. Therefore, everything that you're capable to do with your hands, do. They asked me, if someone has to be at home with their children, at least one time you had to sit at home or one time to let your wife go out, you must. Otherwise, you won't have a partner. We need to work on this unity, on this connection. Now you have this work in practicality. And it's not important what will happen. In general, these are totally secondary things. No one knows what's good or what's bad for us. And in what way we will advance, as long as we must push ourselves before the wagon. That's all. And then we will see advancement. Doesn't matter how it will work between Or and Kli. We will see it in the right way. We will proceed the medicine to the blow. I'm telling you, you'll think about the most horrible things that happened in humanity, the disastrous things, I don't want to even to name them. And these are things that must happen, and in the most compelled way for the final correction. Truly. the perception changes. And also the people that brought all these disasters to the world, including Pharaoh, who includes all those wicked people. It's truly an angel of the God. This is how you start to process your perception, and there's none else besides him who is good and benevolent. And the light fills all, the upper light fills all of reality. Of course, we're not going to explain this way into the mass public, but in corrections, in progress, in bringing the medicine before the blow, this is what we're explaining. And what all the rest that happens, it's delight and mercy. For, about Abraham, they're talking about 400 years, meaning all the troubles that will come. His offspring, your children, until the final correction. And he's love, not love like we love our children. This is in a different degree. And he says, thank God. He's happy. What the Kabbalists tell us, they want to explain to us, you know, what's going on. And anyway, all the interpreters about what's going on there, you know. It's impossible to describe. Only because he was already delighted in mercy from above, from the his approach, from his soul. Therefore, he could accept this thing as a blessing. We need to be equipped in such a way in being delighted in mercy in order to receive everything as a blessing. Not because, thank God, we're not feeling any suffering, but thank God that we can thank and give gratitude for the good as we do for the bad. Only because, God forbid, I don't want to cuss him. Not because of the punishment, but because of the greatness that in my eyes, his quality, the quality of bestowal and love, is so great in my eyes. Well, somehow to that direction, we need to try and approach. Now, during the actions between us, truly, this is the time that we need constantly to cultivate this.
If you can point more, we go to dissemination because of? Why are we going out? Because I felt something new here in your words.
We are going out to dissemination in order to absorb the external deficiencies of ours. Why are we calling them external? Because it's my desires, but they're still external. I have yet to receive them internally. Because the whole world is mine. Let's say, brain, body, muscles, tendons, and skin. The same thing. It's inside of it. It's like the I inside of me. I'm only the brain, bones, and tendons. So it's the root of things. So in short, and afterwards, as I work with them, I start to receive them as the main things. I start to receive the deficiencies of others more than my deficiencies. One time, because these are vessels that I receive the light of Chochmah, which is much more than the light of Chassadim. It's the light of the purpose of creation, not just the correction of the creation like Chassadim. I start to accept things as people, but as desires that are the most important. And for the Creator, these desires are the most valuable. Because in them specifically, in these deficiencies of all the nations of the world, He is revealed in the light of Chochmah. And in us, it's only revealed in the light of Chassadim. We are the quality of Bina. And then in the Malchut, in return, gives the opposite relation between vessels and light, the light of Yechidah. Specifically in them, the uniqueness of the Creator is revealed. And we are the few of the nations. You'll see, later we concede for everything, till the end. only in order to raise them to the degree of Keter.
So when I go out, I have such desire for me to raise them to the degree of Keter gradually, and that means that I sanctify times?
Yes. If their deficiency will be more important than your deficiency, and only for it you will work in order to bring contentment to the Creator, you're as a passage between these and those, everything will work out. What is everything will work out? That truly you will be able to bring contentment to the Creator. That's called it will be work. It will work out. Well, and
Sunday, Unity Day in the Cab TV. Today we will have a workshop with Rav Lightman. We invite everyone to join us on our site, Cab TV, or in Sviva Tova, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Israel time. Congress in Bulgaria. We'll have a powerful congress in the town of Borovets in Bulgaria, the 1st to the 3rd of November. We invite everyone to wake up to a new dawn with us. Already 300 people enrolled almost. Eurocongress.info. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
נשאר אוויר במפרשים
ועם הלב שבור לרסיסים כן דווקא אז פתאום רואים
ועם ההר עוטף אותך בצל אתה לבד אור אחד ניצוץ בערפל ואהבת לרעך כמוך כלל הכי חשוב בתורה ואהבת לרעך כמוך גם בטוב וגם ברע ועם הזמן הולך ומתקלף והימים חולפים בלי מענה המנהרה נראית ללא קצה דווקא אז, אז הוא מתגלה ואם החול כיסה את הפנים במרום יש אור אחד והוא תמיד